Hey, what's on, Tom? On, Tom, hello. Hey, there.
Hey.
Hey, my name, Tom.
Yeah, just pull that microphone up.
Y'all were talking about the Halloween thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. We go all out.
Do you?
Oh, man, you should see them.
You decorate?
At the trailer park.
You give out candy?
We go all out, man. We got all kinds of, all my homemade decorations, too.
Homemade?
Oh, yeah, homemade.
What kind of stuff? Like lights or?
We don't even know. Fire.
Fire?
Yeah, man.
That's homemade, all right.
Sure, we got fire and dead things hanging around the trees and everything.
Real?
It's scary.
Real dead things?
Yeah, it's scary.
Like possum and stuff?
Yeah, possum, raccoon, squirrel, skunk, everything, man.
Wow.
Crawling up out of the ground, you know, all mean-eyed. There's a great taxidermist down there at the corner.
Uh-huh.
And he makes up some cool Halloween stuff, you know, like he'll use like fake fingers and put them in the raccoon's mouth, you know, so it looks like a raccoon's, you know, eating a finger.
Huh. You get lots of kids down there then?
Surprisingly, no, we don't really. Of course, we, you know, we gave out, I gave out minnow balls last week, and then the guy down the row there, he gives out, you know, candied grubs, and then there's another guy that, the old lady,
uh-huh.
Yeah, she makes, you know, all kinds of candy and stuff to give out, you know.
So no kids then?
No kids, man.
That's a shame. It's a real shame.
Yeah. Got lots of trick-or-treaters, though.
Trick-or-treaters aren't kids?
No, mostly teenagers.
Oh. Well, that's counts as kids.
Does it really?
I think so.
I don't know. We don't get any cute kids, you know. We just get teenagers down there with their piercings and their pants falling off and stuff like that.
Do they like the minnow balls?
Not really, no. But they seem to, I mean, they don't eat them. They seem to get them, though. They take them. I don't know what they do with them.
Hmm. They ever toilet paper your trailer or anything?
Yeah, they left me some toilet paper. That was pretty nice of them.
They put in your trees?
I don't have any trees. Just kind of strung it along the bushes there in front of the trailer.
Oh.
I just raked it up, put it in the bathroom.
You're very resourceful like that. You're environmentally friendly.
I have not ever been accused of that, sir.
Well, good. I'm glad
you think just the opposite.
I'm glad you can get into the spirit of Halloween.
I can boot and whistle at the same time.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better than a horse apple.
It's better
than a spoiled Snapple.
It's better
than an Elvis-themed Las Vegas chapel.
It's better
than a slot machine.
Two Blind Squirrels in the morning. Two Blind Squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's alright.
Oh, well.
You can poot and whistle at the same time.
I don't know what you. Why you let him in here? We're going to talk about stuff today.
Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's alright.
We're going to talk about Planned Parenthood today.
I don't understand Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood is when you plan to be a parent, right? That's what it means.
It sounds like a good thing.
You make plans to be a parent. That means you start a savings account, you read up on, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
How to change them.
Yeah. You figure out how to swaddle and breastfeeding and, you know, what's the best, you know, and all that. Sure. And you do research, figure out maybe what's the best car seat to buy.
Yeah.
You know, that's Planned Parenthood, right?
Kind of take care of a colicky baby.
Sure. Yeah. Should you have all the vaccines or should you wait? Because they may cause autism. Well, that kind of stuff. Might cause autopsies, too.
Wow.
That's what Planned Parenthood is, really.
Well, that's what I think of.
Sure.
Is it not?
Don't go to PlannedParenthood.org or whatever it is, .com, whatever the thing is. Don't go there.
Yeah? Why not?
Because that's all about abortion.
Really?
Yeah.
Planned.
So, really, it should be called Unplanning Parenthood, right?
Is it org? Org. Yeah.
Is it org?
Yeah. Well, we have birth control and pregnancy, sexual health.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Get involved.
Sure. Yeah, it's org. Mm. Yeah, it's org.
Contraception. Mm-hmm. Abortion.
Abortion. They are very pro-abortion. Very pro-abortion. Very pro-abortion.
STI.
STI.
Spiritual tie-in.
Yeah. Well, I'll get to that in a minute.
Well, it's here on the front of the whole, they're on their thing here. STI.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it stand for?
I don't know. We use it as an abbreviation for spiritual tie-in on the run sheet.
Yeah. I don't think they're using it for the same thing.
Okay.
So it does tick me off that PlannedParenthood.org is promoting abortion. That kind of ticks me off. I mean, that kind of gets me on edge and makes me mad. And I just I can't imagine anybody, you know. It just ticks me off that abortions happen, that people, you know, do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just very, very, very bad. Very bad. But that's not why I'm ticked.
Okay.
That's a whole separate issue topic for.
Oh sure. Okay. Fair enough.
But that's not what really ticks me off.
Not the abortion show.
What really ticks me off. You know what really ticks me off? Really ticks me off.
Open face peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
We're not gonna go there, dude. that's a half witch.
It's a half witch.
Officially, that's a half witch.
Okay, let's not derail the conversation. What really ticks you off?
In my job, I found out that the government is taking money from me and you. Okay?
All the time, yeah.
Uh-huh. And they're giving it to Planned Parenthood. They are taxing us and forcing us to support something that is against our Christian principles as a nation.
But doesn't that happen on a lot of things?
Like what? What else? Like what?
I don't know.
Like what?
Well, I mean, what if?
I mean, gay people. I mean, being gay, right, is a sin. But the government's not taking our money and giving it to gay people to go out and be gay. Okay, they may be giving them some money to start a business, but they're not giving them money to go be gay. These people are giving these people money to kill babies.
Endowment of the arts.
Okay, well, that's a little different. Okay.
Wars.
Well, wars can be fought for legitimate reasons. It's not necessarily a sin.
Mm-hmm. Killing people.
But sometimes killing people is a good thing. Weren't you a Marine?
Yeah. You don't mean I wanted to kill nobody.
You weren't a very good Marine.
Hey,
you
know.
All the good Marines I know really want to kill people.
No. Yeah. That's all. That's too much Full Metal Jacket. No. The good ones are the quiet ones, the ones that don't want to kill people.
They may be good ones, but not good Marines. Personally, I want people out there who want to kill people.
Yeah.
Protecting me. Okay? Make me sleep better at night if I know there are people out there wanting to kill people that want to hurt me.
I eat breakfast 300 yards for 4,000 Cubans who want to kill me.
That's right. I like that guy. Put Tom Cruise in jail. Let that guy go back to work.
Oh, so that upsets you that they're giving money. They have a very nice website. They must get a lot of money.
They must get a lot of my money. Yeah. That's where they're funded. They're funded by the government. They get that I support abortion
indirectly.
By paying my taxes.
See, I just think that I understand what you're saying. I completely understand what you're saying, and I can roll with that. But I think that there are probably a lot of things that you would be upset by if you knew that they were being supported by your tax dollars.
That's probably true, but this is one of them. And so I'm going to talk about it now.
Is what?
This is one of them.
Oh, wonderful. I thought you said it was wonderful.
One of them that I can talk about now.
Okay.
And I want to get this off the books. This has got to stop. I am going to write my congressman and my senator and my city council and my pastor and my Sunday school teacher and my and anybody else I can think of to yeah. bug about this, I'm going to write them.
Okay.
A long letter. The same letter, because I ain't writing a bunch of letters. I'm not. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I don't blame you. All right, and what are you going to say?
I'm not passionate about this, but I'm not stupid. What? What am I going to say?
Yeah.
I'm going to say this has to stop. Do you people realize that you're supporting abortion? That you're paying people to kill babies by just paying you taxes? That ain't right. That ain't right.
Hmm.
That just flat out ain't right. Now, if we can go to court and debate all day long on whether or not abortion is right or wrong. I truly believe it's wrong. Some people truly believe it's right. Okay, fine. We can go discuss it. We can fight it out in court. We can do all that kind of stuff. But the fact of the matter is, you don't have the right to take my money and go kill babies with it.
Well, yeah, this is kind of like the whole taxation without representation sort of thing.
This is taxation without representation, except I have representation and they're going to hear from me.
Yeah.
And I'm getting involved.
Yeah. You know, someone like where you...
Not evolved, involved.
Where your money's being put.
Exactly.
Hmm. All right. Well, I don't have a lot to throw in here.
Well, you know what they're doing? They're taking people who smoke pot on the weekends and throwing them in jail. And then they're taking money and giving it to these people to go kill babies. Does that make any sense? Is the world make any sense at all? I have to get up at 4:30 in the morning and drive 200 miles to work in a cubicle that I could perfectly do from home. Does that make any sense to anybody?
They got a podcast.
Planned Parenthood has a podcast.
Yeah.
I can't even talk anymore.
Yeah, they have podcasts. You can get it on iTunes. I'm not saying you should get
great,
it on
thanks
iTunes.
For plugging it.
Yeah, well, just... yeah. So I'm just, you know, hey, look at this. What is this? Gay media. Gay media. Birth control.
Hey, what's your feeling on birth control? You know, there's some people, like I think John Wilkerson may be one of them, who I'm not sure about this. I don't know this for a fact, so let's not all beat up on John. But I, there are people who believe that birth control is also wrong. It doesn't matter when you squash life. You know, you could be at the egg stage or the...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know all the... I haven't thought all of that out, but I think birth control is a reasonable thing.
Leave John Wilkerson out of it, because I don't know exactly what he believes, okay? I'm sorry. I know he believes that kids are a blessing and you should have as many as you can. That's about all I really know.
He's got a lot of blessings than that.
He's got a lot of blessings. But like the Mennonites, those people believe the only acceptable form of birth control is abstinence. So... what are you? What are your feelings on that? What are you thinking? What do you? Come on, throw it in. Push your pill. Come on, it's okay. Bring it out. It's okay. Come on, tell me. Let me know.
I don't have a problem with birth control. I honestly don't.
Didn't break you out or?
No, it doesn't break me out or anything. To me, that's the part of Planned Parenthood that I think is reasonable. You know, if a couple is not ready to have children, you know, uh-huh. then birth control is an option for them. Sure. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know. You could argue the fact that God's going to give them a child whenever he's ready. Mm-hmm. Because birth control is not 100% anyway.
True.
So, I don't know. Very true.
That's all you got?
That's all I got, man. I'm pretty much, you know.
Tim?
I'm not going to say a word here.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of heavy hitting opinions on this type of thing. I think that birth control is perfectly fine.
Now, here's the squirrel that you know has deep spiritual thoughts and lots of pizzazz. It's Jazzy Jazz. Jazz hands.
I think you actually literally got irritated that time. I think you really did. You weren't even kidding.
Yeah, so anyway, that's all I got to say.
See, you did. It irritated him.
I'm done. That's it. I'm out. I'm out. Have all the babies you want. I don't care.
What about abortion?
Huh?
What about abortion?
I'm not in favor of that. I'm not in favor of it. And I think the whole thing is messed up because even if you are a if you're a father and you want to take the child, you still don't have an option. So I understand that there are women who want to have control of their bodies, and I can respect that and appreciate that. But if someone,
they should have had a little more control earlier.
Yeah, well, maybe that's that's a valid argument, but the father doesn't get a lot of say in that, mm-hmm. So I think that part's a little messed up in many respects, but I don't know. I'm not for it.
So your concern with abortion is the father's rights, not necessarily the baby's rights?
No, I didn't say that. Well, I started out with saying I don't think that it's right, and I pointed out the fact that the fathers don't get a lot of say in the whole deal. But overall, I think it would be better for someone to have the opportunity to live a life
mm-hmm.
than not. I also see the argument where someone's not ready to have a child. Mm-hmm. I see their reasoning. I don't say I agree with the ultimate decision. I see their reasoning. They think that they can't handle a child. They're not ready. Maybe it still be a child themselves,
mm-hmm.
and that sort of thing. But there are, who knows who that person could be?
Mm-hmm.
That person could be the person who grows up and cures cancer.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That person could grow up and be another Charles Manson.
Yeah.
You don't know who that person is going to be. And
right. And let me make something else perfectly clear. Yeah. Perfectly clear. Mm-hmm. Perfectly clear. And that is, I'm not judging people who have had them. Mm-hmm. I mean, because the person who had them could also become somebody who cures cancer or has 12 more kids
sure.
or has becomes the best Christian you ever met.
Right.
I'm just saying the fact that they go on is wrong.
Right.
The action itself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because one sin is just as bad as another.
Right, you're right. There's no varying degrees of that, but I like to err on the side of opportunity.
Okay.
I would rather err on the side of opportunity, and give somebody the opportunity to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness,
which is what this country's supposed to be about,
than to snuff it before they even get a chance to see the light of day.
That's not life, liberty, or the pursuit of happiness.
Right. But that's, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's see if Bonita Ardila has anything to say.
Pull us up.
Greetings, all. Here's our verse for the day, Psalms 48:14. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. New KGV. In the Message, our God forever, who guides us till the end of time. The Lord is our Father, that unlike our earthly Father, that guides us for a while in our lives, He is our guide to the moment of our death. We can count on Him to lead us and never leave us. What a wonderful and secure feeling that is. Have a wonderfully squirrely day, y'all. Now back to the wonderful and wacky world of Brad and Chaz.
Welcome cool. back to the wacky world of Brad and Chaz.
This show's a bummer, man.
Yeah, okay. Well, it can't get worse. Uh-oh.
Hey, boys, how y'all doing?
Hey, Buford.
I heard somebody say it couldn't get worse.
I don't know. I think that was Brad.
Don't ever say it can't get worse.
Really, why not?
Never, ever, ever test worst, okay? Because worst is always worse than worst.
I'll try to keep that in mind.
Don't ever, ever test out worst. Because it can always get worse. And I can prove this.
Okay, how's that?
One day I was out on I was out there shredding the field riding my tractor.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I was out there in the field and I was shredding in my tractor there. And all of a sudden I hit a stump I didn't know was there.
Yeah.
And broke the shredder. Broke it. And so I was trying to fix that when the tractor quit running, ran out of gas, because I wasn't paying attention. So now I got this, you know, 200-ton, you know, paperweight out in the middle of a field. Ain't no easy way to get back or get it back or anything like that, you know.
Okay.
And I said, well, this can't get worse, right? Because it was a 200. It was 154 degrees out there, man. It was hot.
254?
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's hot.
254 degrees out there. And then it said, I said, it can't get worse.
And did it?
Snake bit me.
Uh-oh.
Right there on the tushy.
And on tushy?
On my tushy, yeah. Right there on my tushy.
In your nether regions?
That's right. That place where nobody wants to suck out the poison.
You know, I didn't even go there.
What?
I didn't even think of that.
Well, you should, man. You should always think about sucking out that poison. That's the first thing you should think about.
Not if it's on somebody's tushy.
Let's see. That's what I'm saying. When you get bit there, you can't get nobody to suck it out.
Hmm.
So anyway, plus I was in the middle of nowhere, so I had to walk all the way back to the house, you know.
Yeah.
You can't suck it out yourself because you can't reach back there unless you're a contortionist or something.
Uh-huh.
So I just took my knife and I slid it open and I took my vacuum cleaner, right?
Uh-huh.
It's a wet, dry vac, so it should have been all right. And I put that on there, you know, right? And I'm thinking to myself, good grief, well, it can't get worse.
Uh-huh.
And then about that time, my mama walks in. There I am. In all my glory. Your mama never needs to see you that way.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't even need that mental image in my head.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know you're saying, but it just got worse in here.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Don't ever test worst. All right, boys, I'll take it easy.
All right, you too.
Told you shouldn't let him in here.
Hey, I went to that Planned Parenthood thing, and they've got like a little search this site thing.
Yeah.
Put the keyword in Christian in.
Oh yeah.
And come back with the results that you look at the results you get.
Oh cool. What'd you find out?
The ACLU challenged in court, calling it a Trojan horse smuggling the values of the Christian right, particularly its opposition to abortion. And what was this other one here? The Christian Alliance for Progress was recently founded to challenge the right wing's grip on religion and politics. It says, say no to the ways you are using. I'm just reading like the little snippets here. Anyway, it's got a bunch of information, I guess, how they view
Christianity.
Well, the Christian right. Whatever the Christian right is. The Christian right. And
so they're all slanted articles.
I guess I don't know. It'd be worth reading and seeing what your tax dollars are promoting.
Yep, sure would.
That's all I'm saying.
Call your senator. All right, everybody. We promise to come back tomorrow with a more uplifting topic. Okay.
Sounds good.
If I can get Charles out of this slump.
Okay.
Bios can be us.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.